As I understand what has occurred, this ceremony was contrary to the constitution and canons of the Episcopal Church. Any bishops involved in such a service have exceeded their authority and have not acted for the whole church, as is the norm in ordinations. Accordingly, the ordinations are irregular and may be found invalid. Under the canons, diocesan bishops are bound to restrict any deacons receiving such ordination from exercising priestly functions. I deeply regret this incident because it acutely adds grievous and burdensome problems of internal relationships and procedures. The Church should be investing all energy in developing the full role of all members of the Church, including women, in mission, a necessity if the Church is to coordinate her strength and service to the desperate human need throughout this world. My concern is not for superficial unity. My concern is the growing development of Christian relationships throughout the household of faith and beyond.